This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, tomorrow is going to mark the 100th day in office for Donald Trump. We've been covering his accomplishments up until now, but it's pretty cool. If you've never been to the White House press briefing room, let me tell you that. That's where Annie Frye is this morning, and she's joining us. Annie, how are you?
Good morning. I am excited to be here and maybe a little anxious to go in and take part in something. You know, how many times have you and I sat and looked at the inside of the press briefing room up to our left in the studio to see what's going on? And I'm about to take part in that here in about 40 minutes from now.
It's pretty cool. The place is a lot smaller than you think, isn't it?
It's tiny.
Yeah.
they said it. They're like, it's going to be smaller than you think it is. And I'm like, okay, I see it all the time. I think I probably have it. Oh, no, smaller.
Yeah.
Smaller.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So they have a briefing coming up, what, with Tom Holman here in about 45 minutes?
Yep, they're going to, I think, my understanding is, I don't know, they'll probably play it out and see how it works and see if they want to keep doing it, but in honor of the 100 days week, they are trying to move the press briefings that usually happen around my show, maybe a little bit before my show would come on at noon, but they're trying to get them on morning shows like yours and make sure that they got to get out there in drive time, of course, and they're going to highlight some of the accomplishments that have been made, and I think there are a lot of things that they're going to be able to talk about.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So what was that process like for you this morning, Annie, having to go through security and all that here at the White House?
Well, you know, you fill out some forms ahead of time, not really super complicated, but it's you know, easy enough. You turn over your information, they clear you. And if I knew more of where I was going ahead of time, like the layout, I've been to D.C. a couple times in the last year, but once I found my way, everybody's been super pleasant and kind, and it was very simple. Just kind of needed to get here early and work my way through it and figure it out for myself.
Any question you're hoping to ask today, Annie, if you happen to get called on?
Well, you know, when I was told that I might have the opportunity to ask a question last week, they told me that they were probably going to have these kind of feature days where each day that they do a press briefing was going to key in on a specific highlight of the Trump administration. So since Tom Holman is going to be here, my intention is to ask about Governor J.B. Pritzker's words this weekend, really hyping people up to be very obstructionist against Donald Trump and, you know, push back in a pretty aggressive way. And my question, should I get to ask it, is going to be along the lines of, are people in states like Illinois less safe with governors like J.B. Pritzker who refuse to cooperate with the Trump administration?
Yeah, maybe a good question would be, if J.B. Pritzker does the equivalent of what that judge did in Wisconsin, can we look forward to him being frog-marched out of the governor's office?
Can we see the video of that, too?
Yeah, you are not the first person to suggest that I ask that. I'm trying really hard not to make this too personal about what I want to see, but you and I have like minds on that issue.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. So before the end of the day, here's what I'm expecting, because everybody tries to do this when they go to the press briefing room. Try to get up there by the podium and have somebody take a picture of you at the podium.
Yeah, Mark, I am a lay low type of person, and this is not the business and the place to be lay low.
Have you been?
When it comes to jockeying and trying to get into your position. So I'm trying to have a healthy balance here.
Have you seen any big names kind of walking around ahead of this press briefing?
By big names, do you mean press names? Or
yeah.
Like,
that could be anyone, yeah.
Well, while I was doing this interview, Peter Ducey just walked past me, and Jared Halperin's doing a bunch of radio interviews sitting in the press room right now. So some names that you might have that are familiar to who we have on our Fox News radio station.
Mm-hmm.
I probably know the voices more than the names, but if I hear these people ask questions, I might go, oh, okay. Face with the name. There you go.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, we'll be listening here when it cuts in for your voice in the background.
Well, I'll be standing up on the left side of the room to Carolyn Leavitt's right. probably trying not to be rude to other people in my Midwestern way. I'm going to have to work on that. But I'm looking forward to the opportunity here.
Should be exciting. Looking forward to it, Annie. Have fun up there.
Thanks, Mark. See you, Kim.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Annie Frye there live from the Brady Press Briefing Room at the White House, where she's going to get to sit in on this 7:30 each Central Time press briefing with Tom Homan in a few minutes.
That's cool. Already been. By the way, Peter Ducey, I feel like, was he the one who just had another baby?
I don't know. I know they've got one. I don't know if he's got two or not.
I'm pretty sure. Let's see. Now I have to Google this.
I should have had her, take Ducey aside and say, listen, the next time Mark Cox puts in a request to get you live on his show, say yes. Because I get Griff Jenkins all the time. I get Chad Pergram all the time. Get all these other people from Fox. Not Peter Ducey for some reason.
They just had a baby, number two, by the way. So he's already back to work.
The dude will not come on and do morning radio. I don't know why that is. All right, coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk to Ashley Smith Thomas, get her take on the judge down in New Mexico that got arrested for harboring an illegal.